This is Sunday morning, 10:18:20. The title of this is Coming Out of Egypt. Okay. Coming Out of Egypt. The renewing of the mind process, Romans 12, 1 and 2, is the trek out of Egypt. Just as the Israelites left the pyramids behind, so must we. Okay, I want to turn with that to Romans chapter 14. I made some copies of a couple of things for y'all. I don't want y'all to get distracted on this while I'm talking. I'll explain it. We have to leave the pyramids behind. See what I got here? Pyramids. Their symbolism will be their downfall. Romans 14. Now I'm telling you, I don't make this stuff up. Now we know the pyramid is the all-seeing eye. It is the symbol of the three city states, which is the Antichrist beast system. Is it any wonder they've got our meal plans and everything that we need to eat in their symbolism? They want absolute control. The liberals, I know Kamala Harris wants everyone to quit eating meat and all go to vegetarianism. All right, verse 1. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, and another, who is weak, eateth herbs. But not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day another. This is as well as diet, this is also about holidays. Don't let some Christian somebody come on there and tell you not to enjoy Christmas and bring all this crap about some tree that's listed in Jeremiah that's the Christmas tree, because it's not. Don't let anybody judge you in the day that you celebrate. And what you eat, the days you choose to celebrate, were free. There's a lot of that going around. I'm the same way about Halloween. Oh, this is a big satanic month. The devil don't get no month. In fact, I wish they'd just abolish Halloween. Have a harvest fair if the kids want candy, but don't give him nothing. It isn't his month. It isn't his anything. He has nothing. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth a day regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. But whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this matter, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So it's the love walk. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. Nothing unclean of itself. Holy, right? Holy. My God, unholy. Brownies.
That's holy.
Oh, unholy. Chocolate cake. Oh, holy. Oh, it's healthy. You saw the pyramid. That's healthy. A steak. Kamala, this is for you. Filet mignon. Unholy. Clean, unclean. Let me read that again. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. We've been propagandized and taught from children, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. That was when I was in first grade. They've been programming us from the get-go to control us. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. See, if you've got doubts and you eat it, it puts you in a compromised position. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. There is no condemnation in what you allow. Follow your heart and not your understanding. Do not let anyone condemn you over what you allow or you do not allow. We are free concerning what we eat, what we drink, what we wear, what holidays we celebrate. That is the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. Okay, let's turn to Galatians. Verse 1.
What chapter?
2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were a reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren, unawares, brought in, who came in privily, or privily, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. So here they were free. They didn't even have to be circumcised. They did not have, to do the Jewish customs. And Paul walked lightly, because it says after 14 years he went up to Jerusalem and he only saw Barnabas. Or with Barnabas, and he only saw Peter. Is that right? Did I read that there? Maybe not. But anyway, he walked softly because they were the circumcised bunch. Okay? From the beginning of the church, Satan has been at work trying to put us back into bondage. That's been his sole aim and purpose, is to try to put the church back into bondage. And we see our world system, that they are trying to take away our guns. They're trying to tell everybody to stay home, shelter in forever, and have a universal income, move everybody out of their beautiful homes into these little tiny apartments This is their goal. Because it's the Antichrist system. Complete and total control. Tracked, manipulated and controlled by trackers in your body through the vaccines or whatever else. Tell you what you can eat, what you cannot eat. That pyramid has been telling the American people on every package of food pretty well that you buy, especially these deep state companies. You see the pyramid. Like I said, I don't make this stuff up. The Lord showed me that. I go, whoa, I hadn't seen that before, Lord. The pyramid. We got to leave Egypt and we leave the pyramids behind. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, Acts chapter 10. There's a lady way back in the 90s. I bought a book of hers. She came under great flack because of it. I mean, she had all the Christians just bashing her and trashing her. Her name was Gwen Swindlin, or no, Gwen Shamblin, I think, Gwen Shamblin. She wrote The Way Down Diet. And she had a master's degree in nutrition, and she said, everything in this book will counteract everything I learned in college. And she teaches there is no diet. She said it has to go from being rules that we do and we have to do it by faith. And she teaches you eat when you're hungry. You eat whatever you want because all food's clean. You just don't overeat. That's the whole diet. She has, I went on her website. She has a program called Coming Out of Egypt. Because the Lord had already given me this title, and I just kept thinking about her, so I looked her up. She's got a whole program that's called Coming Out of Egypt. I thought, isn't that interesting? It sets people free. And she, you know, she talks about you're having to be deprogrammed. Because as soon as you started going to school, they started pushing their propaganda on you. All right, Acts 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. When he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them unto Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh into the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. When I first started teaching back in 94, we had a house church. It was a little under 20 people. I don't remember exact number, but this is what the Lord had me start teaching. And we had a rebellion. Is there any wonder? Anybody who teaches the truth according to God's word seems to go through that. Even Jesus himself did. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him. And there had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. The voice spake unto him the second time, which God hath cleansed, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. So Cornelius is a Gentile. And called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear his words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter stood him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. He said unto them, ye know how that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I asked therefore for what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that God commanded thee. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he feareth him. He that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, began from Galilee, and after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, he and all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we which are witnesses of all things, which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commandeth us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So God was not only speaking to Peter concerning don't call a man unclean, but also what you eat or drink unclean. We're going to see that. Okay, Colossians chapter 2. Verse 16. See, under the old covenant, it was from the outside in. It was an outside external. They had to do all these rituals and stuff. But now, this walk of the Spirit, salvation in Christ Jesus, is an inside walk that we're led by the Spirit. It's not rules and regulations and rules of diet and all of these things. It's as the Spirit speaks to us. You know, now there's a general word of God that's a guideline, but he speaks to everybody different sometimes in certain areas. One's free to do this, while another might not be free to do that. Okay, This is 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of their reward in the voluntary humility and worshiping of angels and intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Wherefore ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world. Why so living in the world are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, well, this is holy and this is not holy. Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Let me tell you, the law was not God's idea. It was man's. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. So it's just a bunch of external stuff. To work out and be buff, man, that just looks great. They look holy. Oh, somebody else over here that walks in the Spirit, man, they got a flabby belly or, you know, well, they're just slothful. Now we're talking worldly standards. The whole world system. Satan is the god of this world system. And his doctrines are doctrines of devils. That come out of the mind of a devil. But I'll tell you, most Christians live and die by it. It's irksome to me. It is meant to control you and take away your freedom. What do you think socialism and communism is? Complete control. Antichrist control. All right, I told you about Kamala Harris. She wants to take your meat away from you. The devil's been real busy, hasn't he? We stood in lines to take the vaccine, TB vaccine. I remember that as a child. I remember having to take them old smallpox vaccines. Polio. Yeah. Well, polio vaccine was the sugar cube with whatever was squirted in it. Probably was Kool-Aid. Who knows? But anyway, Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, and I've read it so many times I won't bore you with it today. There's nothing boring about it. It talks about not taking thoughts and saying, not living in fear. Not always worrying about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. God wants us to be carefree and live a carefree life. The devil wants to put us back in bondage, and he does that through fear. Okay, God's word is our fail-safe to the barrage of the enemy. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Right here, this is the pyramid that's on the back of the dollar bill. Nuevis Ordo Seclorum means New World Order. That's what's on the dollar. Means New Order. Can you see on the back of the U.S. $1 bill there's a pyramid with the all-seeing eye with the message, New Order of the Ages or the New World Order? You're about to learn that the U.S. government is linked to Satanism. The street design in Washington, D.C. has been laid out in such a manner that certain Luciferian symbols are depicted by the streets, the cul-de-sacs, and rotaries. The design was created in 1791, a few years after the Freemasonry assumed the leadership of the New World Order in 1782. In Europe, occult leaders were told by their familiar spirits as early as the 1740s that the new American continent was to be established as the New Atlantis, and its destiny was to assume the global leadership of the drive to the New World Order. There was Obama and Hillary. They were the last ones to put it in place. The United States of America was chosen to lead the world into this kingdom of Antichrist from the beginning. The capital is Washington, D.C. Well, you know what? God formed this nation, and he wins. they lose. Okay, 1 Timothy 4. 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats. Boy, that filet sure looked good, didn't it? Which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. What's the truth? All food is clean. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Instead of these hour, 2 hour workout sessions, he said, rather exercise thyself unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. It says, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. See, this is what the Lord, when I first started teaching, this is what he had me start teaching, this kind of stuff. And I had a rebellion on my hands because of it. And maybe not so much today, but people still balk at it. Why? They've been propagandized from little children. Tell lie vision. Now you know why people think, talk, and act like they do in the majority in the world. Satan's narrative, his propaganda. Okay? 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They're fixing to feel sorrows like they've never known, because of the love of money. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Okay. I'm going to keep going. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. This is when the Lord spoke to me about when people get sick, they get sick by faith. Because they take the words. They say they don't know how to walk in faith, but they do it every day. Just in the opposite. That thou keep this commandment without spot and rebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy our life, not be in bondage. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Spherical Earth. Science falsely so called. Yeah. Satan doesn't just deceive the world. He has for sure blinded the minds from the truth, the believers, the Christians. But he's after keeping you as a Christian in bondage so you are ineffective. He doesn't want you being effective in the kingdom of God. He doesn't want you free. He wants you worrying about what I'm going to eat today. Oh, I can't eat that. I can't eat that. I can't eat that. I can't eat that. Or I can't drink that. I can't drink that. I can't drink that. Carefree? The carefree life? He wants us to be about his good works right here. Where did I read it? That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. He wants us to be about the master's business. Lord, what can I do for you today? Who can I bless today? Instead of all caught up and, well, you know, I can't do this. I can't do that. It's a law. It's a law of sin and death. Okay, Galatians chapter 2. Verse 11. There's a reason that God sent Paul to the Gentiles and he stayed away from the church for 14 years or however long it was. Deprogramming. He had to be deprogrammed. All right, Galatians 2:11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But see, they were over there having their ham sandwiches and their shrimp cocktails. But when they that were come, talking about the Jews, he withdrew himself, separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. When I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not after do the Jews, why compellest thou to the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live, in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So God speaks to us as individuals, and he leads us. And it's not fair for someone to judge somebody else on what they allow or don't allow. Because there may be, they're not to that place in their faith yet to have an understanding of how free they are. Okay? Look at the pyramid in the pictures, you know, that I handed you. Satan has used symbols, television, social media, every source to enforce bondage on us. Thank God this system is coming down. There's many more companies, but I just picked that one because it's so obvious. In fact, Danny had a box of crackers and it had the pyramid on the front. You remember showing that to me? See, these are, a lot of these companies are owned by the bloodline families. Symbolism will be their downfall. How long have I gone between the two?